Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 21st. Today's devotion is entitled, When the Glory of God Appeared. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. And when the song was raised, with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments in praise to the Lord, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. The chronicler wrote to the returned exiles, reminding them of the glorious moment when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into Solomon's newly completed temple. As the priests, Levites, musicians, and singers united in declaring God's goodness and steadfast love, the temple was filled with a cloud. This cloud recalled God's presence at Mount Sinai, His guidance of Israel through the wilderness, His glory filling the tabernacle and His presence above the mercy seat. By filling the temple, God visibly demonstrated His acceptance of it and took possession of it as the center of Israel's covenant worship. The temple was not holy merely because of its size, beauty, or craftsmanship. It was holy because God graciously chose to manifest His presence there. When His glory appeared, the priests could no longer continue their ministry. Human activity stopped as God's majesty filled the house. The chronicler reminded his readers that the true glory of worship was not found in the temple, the musicians, or the ministers. The true glory was God Himself. We can easily focus on the outward elements of worship. We may admire the music, appreciate the message, or evaluate how well everything was organized. Yet worship reaches its true purpose only when the Lord becomes central. We do not gather merely to complete a program. We gather to praise the God who is good and whose steadfast love endures forever. His presence is more important than our performance. Jesus is the fullest revelation of God's glory, and through faith in Him, the Holy Spirit now dwells within us. Therefore, we are called to offer united, Christ-centered worship that draws attention away from ourselves and directs every heart toward the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Father, unite our hearts in praise of Your goodness and steadfast love. Forgive us when we focus more on human performance than on Your presence. Fill our lives and our gatherings with the glory of Christ. May everything we do point others to You. In Jesus' name, amen.